You're listening to Heartland Politics with Robin Johnson, a presentation of WVIK, Quad Cities, NPR.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Heartland Politics show and podcast, which is aired on and distributed by WVIK, Quad Cities, NPR. WVIK is the flagship public radio station in the Quad Cities region of northwestern Illinois and eastern Iowa. This is your host, Robin Johnson, and today I'm very pleased to have on one of the candidates for Iowa's 1st District Congressional race. She's Christina Bohannon, a Democrat. She's a law professor, former engineer, which I found very interesting in her biography. She served in the Iowa House and ran for Congress 2 years ago and fell short in a close race, and she's back running in a rematch here in one of the nation's most closely watched races. Christina, thanks for taking the time to join me here.
Thanks, Robin. Great to be here.
I noticed, first off, that one of your top priorities is education, and as somebody I teach also at the college level part-time, and as a law professor, I share your concern about education. It's typically a state and local responsibility. What do you want to see happen at the federal level should you're elected to improve our education system?
Yeah, well, you know, education has long been a priority and a source of pride in Iowa, and I really feel that. It's really the tie that binds, you know, Republicans, independents, Democrats, rural, urban. It's something that Iowa has long cared about and championed, and that's something that really matters to me. You know, I grew up in a mobile home in a town of 700. Neither of my parents had graduated high school. My dad worked really hard as a construction worker, and my mom worked in a daycare. And so, you know, at one point, my dad got sick. He had emphysema, and we lost everything when the insurance company canceled his insurance and we couldn't pay for his prescription drugs. You know, we were literally making choices between what went in the grocery cart versus, you know, what prescriptions got filled. And so for me, education absolutely, you know, lifted me up and gave me every opportunity I've ever had. I mean, I really do owe my life to public education, K through 12, engineering school, law school. And I want those same opportunities for our Iowa kids. I think that the Iowa Republicans' disinvestment in our public schools is just tragic. People all over this district are very, very upset about that continued disinvestment, and then with the voucher bill that diverts $1 billion of taxpayer money to our private schools. You know, it is a lot of this is a state issue and a local issue, but there are federal issues here too. And what we've seen is that with Representative Miller Meeks, she has actually taken that voucher bill idea that has started here in Iowa to Congress and has supported a national private school voucher bill that would divert $11 billion of taxpayer money to private schools. She has also voted for budget bills that would cut over 100,000 teacher jobs and has voted to cut 170,000 kids from the Head Start program that gives low-income families and children of those families a start in life. And as someone who understands the value of public education and understands that the great importance that Iowa has traditionally put on education, I think that's wrong. And in Congress, what I want to do is to really work toward a national comprehensive investment in our public schools, kind of like we saw with the infrastructure bill. I would like to see that happen for public education. And I would like special attention put on rural and small town schools, because I've spent a lot of time now traveling this district and talking to people of all political backgrounds. A lot of teachers and principals in some of our more rural areas are Republican. They are devastated by what they are seeing happen to our schools in those communities. And we know that if schools collapse or close down, then the communities are going to suffer as well. And so there are people all over this district of all parties, all backgrounds, who really want to see us reinvest in our schools. And that's what I'm going to work for when I'm in Congress.
You know, you know this as well. I mean, we've got a lot of businesses are crying out for skilled workers that we don't have. And there's these ideas out here, the idea of some type of a national apprenticeship program. A lot of folks feel, oh, no, let the businesses do it or let it be state and local. As part of your vision for this enhanced national role, do you see the federal government playing a role in trying to help with apprenticeship programs as well as helping kids go on to college?
Absolutely. Look, we need more vocational training, more apprenticeships. And listen, that support can come from all areas. It can come from private businesses. It can come from the state. Some community colleges offer it, but federal support for those. I think the unions provide an amazing apprenticeship program. I've seen it. I've watched it. I've seen it in action. So, you know, I know that those are excellent programs that teach very high quality and high demand skills. And so that is definitely a part of my vision for education. You know, some people will choose to go to college and some people won't. We have opportunities for very high skill, high paying jobs right here in Iowa with that vocational and apprenticeship program. And that is something I would absolutely support in Congress. Those are the kinds of jobs that can really benefit Southeast Iowa. And I want to work toward that.
John Deere, which is, of course, on the Illinois side of the Quad Cities, but it's been in the headlines the last couple of days because of some layoffs, moving jobs overseas. Former President Trump talked about a 200% tariff on Deere's goods if they try to sell back here in the United States from Mexico. I guess my question is, manufacturing is very important in your district. I know a lot of those counties along the Mississippi River. What do we need to do to help manufacturers? Are tariffs something you would be interested in that to kind of help our domestic manufacturing?
You know, we need to look at the full range of options for supporting manufacturing jobs. I do want to bring manufacturing jobs here. This is an ideal place to establish manufacturing jobs. You know, we've got the Mississippi River. We have that ability to navigate, to transport what we need in here. One of the things I was, you know, really very surprised about and disappointed about with Marionette Miller Meeks was she voted against a bill that would bring semiconductor manufacturing jobs to the United States. And Iowa could be a perfect location. Those are very high wage, high skill jobs. And Iowa is very well suited for those kinds of manufacturing facilities because of our weather and other things. And so, you know, that would be a great opportunity for us. Miller Meeks voted against that. And then the infrastructure bill. Look, if we're going to bring manufacturing jobs here, if there are employers who are going to establish really good manufacturing plants, we need infrastructure. They are not going to come to a place where their infrastructure is crumbling, you know, where they can't transport their goods and services in and out through our roads and bridges and things like that. We know that we have some of the least safe bridges in the country right here in the First District. Marionette Miller Meeks voted against the infrastructure bill and all of the jobs that it would bring here, you know, for no reason other than just to play party politics, because she didn't want to give the other party a win on the issue of infrastructure. We have to get away from that petty thinking and really focus on what is good for Iowa and bringing, you know, infrastructure and manufacturing jobs here to the Southeast Iowa area.
The biggest economic issue right now is inflation still. And while the inflation rates come down quite a bit, it's still higher than it was back in 2019 before COVID. And then after the recovery from COVID, when prices really took off. Do you have some ideas specifically, Christina, on what we need to do to kind of help bring inflation down some more? Or is the current level okay?
You know, look, we've got to bring prices down. You know, people are suffering. You know, my husband is a big potato chip fan. He was showing me that a bag of Ruffles chips the other day is $7. I mean, my gosh, you know, it's too much. And people are really having a hard time with it. And as somebody, as I mentioned a while ago, who, you know, grew up in a mobile home and was always worried about, you know, whether to you know, pay the electric bill or buy groceries, especially when my dad got sick and those prescription drug prices were so high. It was really tough. So I know what it's like to work hard and still struggle to put food on the table, you know, so I will work hard for that. I do have, you know, a few ideas that we can work on, proposals that are out there. You know, one of those things is we really have to crack down on price gouging by corporations, especially on groceries and gas. We know that a lot of companies jacked up prices during COVID. They used supply chain problems as an excuse or a reason why they did that. But once those supply chain problems went away, they just kept doing it. Those prices have stuck. And so we have to go after corporate price gouging. And I will just say, you know, that Miller Meeks has taken over $150,000 from the big oil companies. And then she voted against holding corporate price gougers accountable for high gas prices at the pump. We you know, she's taken over $1 million from Wall Street special interests, and then she votes their way every time, you know, and doesn't vote in ways that will reduce costs for everyday people. So we have to have somebody in there with the right values who are looking after, you know, hardworking Iowans, not corporate donors and special interests. The other thing that I think is important is to do a middle class tax cut, especially a child tax credit, expanding that child tax credit, which has been very, very popular, very well received, very helpful for middle class families. That would actually put $1,800 more into the pockets of middle class families in Iowa. Miller Meeks actually allowed that tax credit to expire and put it in jeopardy for a long time. And so, you know, we need to have somebody who's going to be committed to those kinds of tax breaks for middle-class families, rather than what she actually did, which was vote for very big tax cuts for the very ultra wealthy and for corporate donors. So, you know, those are a few things that we can do. The other thing that I do think we need to do to bring prices down is to go on with expanding the number of drugs that Medicare can negotiate for in terms of the price. You know, we did see, fortunately, a bill pass that allows Medicare to negotiate for lower drug prices on about 10 drugs, 10 of the most expensive and most needed, most in-demand drugs across the country. It also, that same bill also did reduce the cost of insulin to $35 for our seniors. But what we need to do is to expand that. We can expand allowing Medicare to negotiate for those lower prices for more drugs, and we can reduce the price of insulin for all people, not just those seniors on Medicare. You know, as I said before, Representative Miller Meeks, she's taken over $250,000, $250,000 from the big drug companies in the short time that she's been in Congress. That's more than all of the other Republican representatives in Iowa combined. And then she voted against letting Medicare negotiate for those lower drug costs. And she even took a campaign contribution from insulin manufacturers on the very same day that she voted against capping the price of insulin for our seniors. That is not about left or right politics. That is just wrong. And so what we need is someone who is really focused on doing right by hardworking people right here in this district, not for the corporate CEOs or the big drug companies who are giving campaign contributions. And so that is what I'm going to fight for when I'm in Congress. And I think that with all of that, we can bring some costs down for people in Iowa.
I bet that bag of chips your husband bought was only half full, too, when he bought it. I noticed that. And they call it shrinkflation. But to me, that's right. Getting ridiculous. I mean, the bags are barely half full.
Right. That party size is a smaller party than it used to be, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You're listening to Heartland Politics on Quad Cities NPR. I'm your host, Robin Johnson, and my guest today is the Democratic challenger in the Iowa's 1st Congressional District, Christina Bohannon. She's running for Congress in a rematch against Congresswoman Marionette Miller Meeks. We've been talking a lot about the economy, which is always a major focus of my show. We've talked about education. I want to talk about a couple other economic issues here. One is I was disappointed in the presidential debate that the media didn't ask Harris and Trump anything about our debt. And I know it's not the most sexy issue, but I'm reading economists from both the left and right are warning about the accumulated debt our country has, especially the national security threat it poses with our debt being held overseas. What do you have some thoughts on how we can start addressing that? It's not going to happen overnight, but we do have to start lowering that debt, national debt somehow.
Absolutely. Look, we've got to bring down our national debt. And I do agree that it's a national security issue. You know, other countries across the world hold some of our debt. They could hold that over us and make things difficult for us in the future. It's also, frankly, just a problem of our children's future. Do we want to saddle them with this debt? There can be real consequences to that in the long run. So we need to bring that debt down. You know, I'm kind of hawkish about this. I do think that we need to bring down our debt. And look, the ways you do that are by reducing spending and by increasing revenue. And when you think about that, we need to really engage in thoughtful cutting of our spending. We can target spending cuts in ways that will not hurt everyday Iowans. You know, one of the things that we can do is, frankly, there were a lot of COVID funds that went out to people who probably didn't need them. Some of those funds are still unspent. I think that it would be maybe wise to look at whether we could claw back some of the unspent COVID funds. A lot of those went out in a hurry because we were trying to get relief to people. And as a result, they went out to people that maybe did not need them. I saw some evidence of that. I think that we need to pull that back. I think that that would be, you know, one of the things that we could do. The other thing, which I've already kind of mentioned, has to do with healthcare. Look, you know, we actually, by letting Medicare negotiate for lower drug prices, we are saving billions in Medicare spending. That is taxpayer dollars that are being saved by allowing Medicare to negotiate for lower drug prices. In other countries, people pay a half to a third of what we pay for the exact same drugs here in the United States, and they save money for the country in healthcare costs by doing that. So that's another thing. By expanding, you know, the number of drugs that we're letting Medicare negotiate for, that's another way that we can bring that down. The bill that did that, that let Medicare negotiate for lower drug prices, that reduce the cost of insulin, was actually one of the first bills in a decade to reduce our national debt. So, you know, we can do more with that. Healthcare is one of the biggest places where we spend money in this entire country and the economy. And so we can do a lot to bring that down. But, you know, we really have to get someone in there who is going to focus on the right things, because Representative Miller Meeks, she has voted for trillions in government spending. And at the same time, she has voted for tax cuts for the ultra, ultra wealthy, you know, the billionaires with their mega yachts, the corporate donors. You know, she has voted for tax cuts for all of them. And when you take both of those things together, the big spending and the tax breaks for the ultra wealthy, you are going to get a very bad situation for the debt. It's going to run up the national debt. We need to do exactly the opposite to what she's been doing. We need to do targeted spending cuts, and then we need to make sure that the ultra wealthy and the corporate CEOs are paying their fair share.
Farm bill is very important for the Midwest economy. Farmers in Iowa, Illinois, our region, it's a victim, again, of our hyper-partisan politics and inability to compromise. It's been the 18 bill was carried over. The bill last year was supposed to be renewed. It's carried over again. What are your thoughts on this bill? And what are there any changes you would make, and what provisions you think are most important?
Yeah, to be just perfectly honest about it, what's been happening with our farm bill and the way that politicians are not getting that done, it just makes me angry. As an Iowan, you know, look, getting the farm bill passed is job one for any Iowa congressional representative. It has to be job one, first of all, for our farmers, but our entire economy. You know, it is largely an agricultural economy, and the farm bill is a big, big part of making sure that that's thriving. So the problem here is exactly as you said, it has been political gridlock. You know, Representative Miller Meeks has been in Congress all this time. She has not gotten this done. And we have a handful of extreme members of the Republican caucus in the U.S. House who are holding the farm bill hostage. And Representative Miller Meeks has done nothing to stand up to them. She hasn't even called them out on it. She has just fallen in line with what they want to do and all of their, kind of far out there demands, to get this done. And as a result, we don't have a farm bill yet. They've been kicking the can down the road. And Miller Meeks said just the other day that they will not get it done before the election. Meanwhile, our farmers are wondering, what are the crop insurance rates going to be? Are they going to have the support that they need to continue to make a living? Because, our farmers, they work really hard. They're smart. They're resourceful. But, they are working on a very tight margin. And right now, corn and soybean prices are low, things are looking a little tough for the market this time. So look, they need to know what their options are. They need to know that what they're dealing with and be able to plan and adapt for that. So, we've got to get that done, and we've got to have people who are willing to get in there and fight for it and say, this is a priority for Iowa. I will work with anyone to get that done, and I will stand up to anyone, even my own party, to get that done, because that's got to be a very important priority for any Iowa congressional representative.
I want to switch gears and bring up the topic of abortion. That's an issue that splits the party, two parties like perhaps no other. Since Roe v. Wade was repealed, states, of course, now have the authority to decide laws on abortion. Iowa's went one way. Illinois went the other. Is that, do you feel that is an acceptable outcome? And that people technically still have access if they go across state lines? Or do you think this needs to be resolved with a federal type law?
Abortion is a really difficult issue. Obviously, a lot of people have very strong feelings about it on one side or the other. So for me, this is not just about the issue of abortion. This is about freedom. This is about the fundamental freedom to decide what to do with your own body, the fundamental freedom to decide when, whether, and how to have a child. Other countries like China tell people how many children they can or should have. The United States is a free country, and we don't do that here. So to me, this really is an issue of freedom. Having said that, we need a good, compromise position. Everybody's been talking about that. Roe versus Wade is that compromise. It really sets up a framework that we had for 50 years that most people, not all, but were comfortable with that compromise where we were. Iowa had a good balanced law here for a long time. Now Iowa has one of the most extreme bans in the country, a 6-week ban that bans abortion before most women know that they are pregnant. Marionette Miller Meeks supported that ban when she ran for the Iowa legislature. And then when she got to Congress, she went even further. She signed on to sponsor a life at conception bill that bans all abortions across the entire country with no exceptions at all, not for rape, incest, or to save a woman's life. It would even put IVF fertility treatments in jeopardy. And make it difficult for doctors to do what they need to do through IVF to help people have a child who can't do it on their own. So this is just a very extreme position. It is very much out of step with the overwhelming majority of Iowans. And now that we're coming up to an election, Representative Miller Meeks realized that this was not a position that most Iowans liked, and people were angry about it. And now she's trying to backtrack and do these different political stunts to detract from her actual record. But, she can run, but she can't hide. The truth is her record is very, very clear. It's extreme and it's terrible for the people of Iowa. So what I would do in Congress is I would vote to put Roe versus Wade back into federal law where it was for half a century and where it belongs. I think that it strikes a balance. I don't want to do any more than that. But I think that putting Roe versus Wade back into law and hopefully then taking Iowa back to where we were before this very extreme ban went into place recently. But we've got to elect people who will go and really support our freedoms in Congress.
I got about 4 minutes left. I want to squeeze in two more questions. The first one deals with the border. The number of illegal crossings is down quite a bit since the Biden administration made some administrative changes. Do you think we need to reform immigration law at this point?
Absolutely. We have to secure our border. I am glad that President Biden did what he did. But frankly, I have been saying for a long time that he was too slow to act. So, you know, people, 80, 90% of people across all parties believe we need to secure the border. And so I have been saying that we have to stop the flow of fentanyl and illegal drugs coming across the border. It's very important to our families and communities that we do that. Representative Miller Meeks has been talking about immigration as long as she has been in Congress and has done absolutely nothing about it. In fact, when we had a golden opportunity to pass the strictest immigration law in the country that we have seen in recent memory, she wouldn't even bring it to a vote. She and her Republican colleagues refused to bring it to a vote. This was a bill that Border Patrol wanted. They endorsed it. They said this is what they needed to secure the border and stop fentanyl from coming. Our own representative, Republican Senator Joni Ernst said it was the best opportunity we would have to secure the border in our lifetimes. They negotiated for it in the Senate. Republicans drove that effort. But then the House Republicans, like Marionette Miller Meeks, would not even bring it to a vote. So she has lost all credibility to talk about the issue of securing the border. When I am in Congress, I will not just talk. I will actually vote to secure the border, and then we can have a broader conversation about comprehensive immigration reform.
Okay, final question for Christina Bohannon, my guest today on Heartland Politics. I've got 2 minutes. Make your closing argument. I do this with all my guests running for office. What's your closing argument to the voters of the 1st District?
I will be a representative for all Iowans in the Southeast District. Look, people are so tired of the political games of politicians like Representative Miller Meeks, who won't do something for their own people, that they took an oath to represent, if they have to work with the other party or give the other party credit. You know, they're tired of representatives who just, you know, go along with their party no matter what and won't exercise any independent judgment on their behalf. They're tired of politicians who, you know, just are beholden to special interests and corporate donors rather than fighting for them and lowering costs and making their lives better. I want to be a congressperson for all Iowans, whether they're in my party or not, whether they vote for me or not. And when I'm in Congress, that's exactly what I'm going to fight for.
All right. Christina Bohannon's been my guest today on Heartland Politics. She's the Democratic candidate for Iowa's 1st Congressional District in the November election. It's a very, very important election, and it's on both parties' nationals' watch list. It's getting a lot of attention. You're seeing a lot of TV ads. So I'm very grateful for you taking the time today, Christina. Thank you for being my guest.
You bet. Thanks, Robin.
And thanks all our listeners out there for tuning in, and we'll see you next time on Heartland Politics.
Listening to Heartland Politics with Robin Johnson, a presentation of WVIK, Quad Cities, NPR. You can follow Heartland Politics at WVIK.org or wherever you subscribe to podcasts.